God bless you today. I'm so glad you logged in. I'm so glad you tagged in. I'm so glad you're here with us today. We come to praise the Lord. We come to welcome you in the spirit of holiness and in the spirit of love, because we want you to know that you matter to us. And this is a good time for you to go tag somebody, go tell somebody, go get somebody, go drag somebody in, because I believe God has something great for you today. Matter of fact, if it was at church right now, I would tell you, run down your row. And y'all got to get used to pastor saying that. If it was at church right now, I tell you, run down your row and go tell somebody God has something for me. Oh, come on. You ought to be excited about that, to run down your row and tell somebody God has something great for me. Oh, yes, yes. You may not like that neighbor, and maybe that neighbor don't like you. Go find somebody else. Go find somebody who's expecting God to do something in their life, because God has something for you. We're so glad you're here. Do me a favor if you can. Would you go comment, like, and tell somebody we're here? Matter of fact, before we get started, I want you to go on your cell phone right now. Come on, we're going to do it together. We'll do it together. Go find somebody, go tag somebody, and go tell somebody that church is on. Come on. I need you to go invite somebody to church. Come on, we're going to open our phones together. I'll wait for you if you're on Samsung, because I know, you know, that Galaxy, that just speaks of, you know, Galaxy. Just that. That's not. Only iPhone going to be in heaven. And the Bible says he's the God and the God of the worlds thereof. So I'm going to wait for you to go find somebody, go get somebody. Go tag somebody. Go tell somebody. Come on. Invite them to church with you right now. Tell them the place of promise is on. You go to YouTube. You go to Facebook. You go to Instagram, TikTok. Go find us. The place of promise is on, because God has something just for you. We're getting ready to sing for you. We're getting ready to worship for you today. And I want you to know we're going to take you back just a little bit, because I believe we got to celebrate the bridge that brought us over. Come on. Let's sing together right now. Come on, we're the church out here. You put your hand together. What a tambourine player is that? Them are the people I'm looking for. I'm looking for the tambourine players. I'm looking for the praise dancers. Come on, you invited to come on down to the altar. You're invited to come on, clap your hands. You're invited to get your tambourine, and we're going to play together. This song says, oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no death. Help me sing, Jesus.
Forget what you've done for me.
Oh,
Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free.
Oh, Jesus,
I'll never forget how you brought me out.
Oh, Jesus,
I'll never forget, no death.
Oh, how can I forget what you done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. One more time. How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? For me. Oh, how can I forget? How can I forget? You sing.
How can I forget?
You sing.
How can I forget?
You sing.
How can I forget?
Oh. Your way straight. He's come through, hallelujah, every time he's come through. And that's why, how can I forget? Oh, the old folks used to say, oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul gives out a great cry, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Oh, I gotta say that one more time for you who may be in the back row and you need pastor to come into agreement with you. When I think about the things that Jesus has done and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Hey. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Thank God for saving me. Oh, and I don't say that softly. Good God Almighty. We don't say that with no soft. We say that seriously. Because I found out he takes me serious. He takes me, he takes me serious. And how did I find out he takes me serious? Well, I heard a rumor that the righteous run into him and they are saved. And I don't know about you, but I feel a safe place in God. I feel a safe place in God. The psalmist says the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. I feel a safe place in God today. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're logged on. Just give us a second. We're going to catch our breath. And while we're catching our breath, we're going to pray for you, because pastor needs to pray for you today. It is very important because of what's going on in the atmosphere and the climate change. But I tell you something, I just believe. And remember the Lord told us 2 weeks ago. He said, there's more than enough. Whose report shall you believe? And then he came and said, the gas prices are going to drop down. Well, I checked the thing the other day. When the Lord told us this, gas was the expensive tank was $4.89. Guess how much the expensive tank is today? $4.18. It's working for me. Last we told you, because God's the greatest power, you shall never be defeated. It's working for me. We stand to proclaim his great name. It's working for me. Matter of fact, I need you to type it right now. It's working for me. Come on, you all to come into agreement with Pastor and say it's working for me. Because the reason why Pastor has you typing these things, doing service and talking to you like this, is because you and I begin to build our faith together. We begin to walk together. And so when you say it's working for me, the Bible says, and I say it, and then you say it, and then you say it, the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. So all of us in here together are starting to multiply that it's working for me. And what happens is it opened a porthole in heaven that says it's working for me. You ought to tell your neighbor, I don't care what nobody else say, it's working for me. And I'm going to bless the name of the Lord for the rest of my days. I'm going to bless the name of the Lord for the rest of my days, because I've seen him do it. Oh, I've seen him work miracles. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now, you're in the hour of miracles, signs, and wonders. You're in the time of miracles, signs, and wonders. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But right now, we're going to go to the You Matter section, because the You Matter is very important to us. God has given us this assignment to tell everybody we can You Matter. And every week I try to come and talk, tell you a testimony of what God has done. But this week I got a chance to tell somebody else that. They were sitting in my chair, having me cutting their hair, and the young lady was just, I could just feel her spirit. And while she was talking to me, I said, you know what, honey, let me tell you something. You matter. And it stopped her in the middle of her tracks. Tears swell up in her eyes. I said, you matter. You're significant. You're valuable. And all you've been through in life, it was necessary. All you've been through in life, it was necessary to get you to this point. So don't you feel bad, or don't you feel discouraged? I'm preaching to you already. Don't you feel bad, or don't you feel discouraged? Because it was necessary. It's working for your good. You may can't see it now. You may can't feel it now. Matter of fact, you may not even want to feel it now. But I'm telling you, it's working for your good. You got to know you matter. Every time Pastor comes online and the place of promise comes online, we just want to encourage you. We don't say anything else to you to bless you all day. Let us grace you with this truth. You matter. You matter so much that God decided to send his son, his only son, to not only die, but to rise again for you and I. Because he rose, we rise. And because he has new life, you have new life. Just one word from God will change the whole thing. One word from God will change the whole thing. And you need God to speak unto your life. And I believe today with everything I have in my heart that what God's going to say to you through the song, through the worship experience, that God's going to say something to you that's going to bless your life. He's going to bless your life. Oh, I got it. Matter of fact, you want to write that in the chat. You want to write that in the chat and put fire behind it. He's going to bless my life more. Not just going to bless my life. We got that part. But he's going to bless my life more. Because I believe there's a more season. Glory to God. I believe there's a more season. And the more season is going to happen sooner than you think. I'm telling you, I just believe God. I found him to be faithful and true. I found him to be. See, now man acts different, but God is faithful and he's true. That's why we got to talk to God. God, touch the heart of the man. For God is faithful and true. Let's pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today, we come. We hurry to the throne of grace. For the Bible tells us, and I quote your word, that you shall never leave us nor forsake us. Your word says you will withhold no good thing from us. Your word says that. And Father, because we are worded people, we are word wrapped in flesh. We depend on your every breath. We depend on you, God, like water is wet, like the sunshine. We depend on you. What more can we do without you? For Paul said, we can do nothing of our own self, except to be aided by the Spirit of the living God. To you today, oh God, we come to give you glory and we come to give you praise. We come to say you are good and we come to say you are wonderful. We come to bless your name. Because God, we can complain about a lot of things and we can complain about a lot of things. But today we choose to say thank you. Today we choose to put those things on the back burner and say thank you. Today we choose to say, God, lift us up. Lift us up. Lift our spirits. Lift our faith. Lift us up, oh God. For we are glory carriers. Thank you, Jesus. And you shall get the glory out of this. Today we thank you. We praise you, God, for someone here needs a miracle. For someone here needs a touch from the Lord. For someone here just needs to know you love them. And we send your word to them today. For it's in your word that life exists. It is in your word. Oh, Holy Father. Today we give you glory and we give you praise. And we shall not take nothing back. For we believe in you. For we believe in you. And we believe in your word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. The song says, I believe all things are possible to him that believe. And then the psalmist increased it, and he said, yes, I believe all things are possible to him that believe. And I'm one today, as a matter of fact, right in the chat, I believe. Remember, they said, I still believe. I still believe, God. I still believe. What a wonderful God he is. Right now, the praise is going to come again and sing one more song to you. And then we're going to let's hear the word the Lord has to say to you today. Come on, praise him.
Everything to me.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Josh, you're everything. Come on, you want to see it? God is my all. He's my everything. He's my everything. He's my everything. God is my everything. God is my everything. One more time, I got this part. God is. Everybody, God is my all. We say, God is. Right there. He is my all. Hallelujah. Nobody but him. Nobody but him. Nobody but him. Nobody but him. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. Searched high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. He's my all in all. Yes, he is. He's my all in all. Yes, he is. My all in all. Bless the Lord today. We're so glad you came. He's my all in all. God is my all. Hallelujah. When I was a little boy, that song came out. And it's as of true then as it was now. I remember in eighth grade, we were singing this song with Kathy Harris. She was playing the piano. And she played them, God is my all. And I know I was prophesying to myself back then. God is my all. Didn't know I was prophesying to myself and to my future that God is my all in all. My brothers and my sisters, if I can tell you anything tonight, you got to know this one thing, that God is truly your all in all. You could find anything else to put yourself in, but God, the great thing about God is that he'll come rescue for what you put yourself in, and then he'll show you that he's a mighty God. I'll say it again, he'll rescue you from what you're in, and he will show you that he is a mighty God. Tonight, I thank you for joining us. I thank the praise team for the wonderful songs, the musician, our great media team that goes out and prepares all these wonderful sites in our camera ministry. We thank God for it. Thank God for our music ministry and all they do to set the atmosphere. We are so glad. And the fragrance of this house, we praise God for all of them that are here today in the service. I'm going to quickly go to, I promise you, this is all the Lord gave me, really. Quickly go to me to Revelations 1 and 3. I'm not going to be for you, I promise you. Maybe the quickest message you've ever heard pastor preach. But I do feel something in the atmosphere. Okay, turn me to Revelations 1 and 3. Go me to Revelations 1 and 3 if you can. God is my
my all.
bless your name from on high. Hey, everybody got it. Revelations 1 and 3 has been our theme scripture for the last 4 weeks. It says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. I'll read one more time for your hearing. The gospel according to the Revelation says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Father, for the few fleeting moments you have given me, preach to the people today. Preach to thy people. Give them nuggets of gold, nuggets of assurance. Move through every corridor, move through every aisle. Father, I preach from the pulpit to the back door, all the way to the parking lot. I call it. All the way to the parking lot. And for those who come in late, I preach already and I say to them, Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, you move by your power and by your spirit. For we give you room to move around and move about. Throw your weight around in this room. Let the glory of God consume this place. Sweet perfume. Sweet perfume. Awesome presence. Now fill this room. This is holy ground. This is Shababayandidio. This is holy ground. I breathe here, oh God. Preach to sin. Runs, preach to they run and say, God, how can I be saved? Preach to cancer is dried up. Preach that diabetes runs away. Preach that oppression is no longer. Preach that depression is no longer. And we're going to give you praise and we're going to bless your name, because thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 If you grab your neighbor and pull them down right quick and love on them, give them a quick hug right quick if you can. And tell them, neighbor, there is a recall. Tell your neighbor, there is a recall. There is a recall. There is a recall. This series that we have been in, this book, this word, this Bible, this teaching, it is evident that God has some, that God will have you recall his promises and his statutes. And his instructions to you, for there is glory yet to be revealed. Before even I get far in this message, tell your neighbor, there is glory that is waiting on you. Tell your neighbor, there is glory waiting on you. It is not always the outside that reveals glory, but there's an inside glory that wants to begin to show through you. I like that right there, that there's an inside glory that wants to be shown to you. That means this word that God has placed before you and I is an opportunity for you and I to come into agreement with our original purpose. Our original purpose was for us to have dominion and be fruitful and to multiply. That was our original purpose, and to be in unity with God. This word is just simply a communion between you and God. Has there ever been a time in your life when you needed unity, or you needed somebody to come with you for you to feel full empowered, for there could be an exchange, for there can be a fellowship? This word that God has given you and I is a fellowship. It is a communion. It is a manual so that you and I can understand the ways and the whys of God. See, sometimes, brothers and sisters, we want to say the ways and the whys because sometimes we just don't understand why God does what he does. When really we would say, really, if we had our way, we'd say, God, just do it my way. But God takes into account everybody and everything when he's doing it a certain kind of way. But when you're in communion with God, and that's one thing we should talk about as a believer, as a church, the communion with God. See, people, because we just only think God is a communion on Sunday and Saturday morning at church. But I believe God is more of a communion outside of the worship experience. I believe God is more of a communion outside, because the Bible says the sick don't need a physician. I'm sorry, the sick need a physician. The well don't need a physician. But some of us, my brothers and sisters, we have to learn to come into communion with God. Is there communion with God in your life? If there's a drought going on in your life, there needs to be communion. If there's confusion going in on your life, there needs to be communion. If there's lack going on in your life, there needs to be communion. Because can I tell you something, my brothers and my sister? God knows everything. And he reminds me, even now while I'm preaching to you, I can hear him say, I know everything. Do you think I do not know? You think I do not see your text messages? You think I do not know I'm not in your DMs? Do you not even know? I see it all. I see what you record. I see your pictures. I see the intentions of your heart. I see it all. And what you need to do is to come into communion with me, because when you come into communion with me, you will find out that there will be a shift in your behavior. There'll be a shift not only in your behavior, but the things around you will begin to behave differently. That's why the Bible says, that's what the Bible tells us, to resist the devil, Satan with the word. Why? Because Satan understands that you and I are in communion. And because you and I are in communion, it is like communion simply is that he is beside me, but he's covering me. Even though I'm beside him, even though I'm in him, he's covering me. Why? Because communion is I've come up under him. Communion is just simply I've come up under him and his authority. And not only do I come up under him, his authority, I choose it to be this way. Because communion and reading to God is just simply a heart matter. It's simply a heart matter. Somebody used to say, common sense is authorized. And I'm praying for you, sir. The Bible says, he used to say, common sense is authorized. And when you're with God, it should be, this thing should be so common that it's just so sensible for me to lean and to be up under the arm of the Lord. But Jesus asked the question. He asked Paul, why do you kick against the prick? And that word prick was there, was just in it. What God was doing was saying, sometimes a bull, because he is so strong, he tried to kick the rock and he would hurt his heel, knowing he cannot move that rock, but knowing he would need assistance, but he would try so hard to do it by himself, he would kick against the prick. And even hurt and wound himself and cause himself injury. Oh, my God. And cause himself injury because he refused to come up under the unity of God and his word. To be in unity with God. The Bible says that unity was so important to God that God would visit Adam in the cool of the day. What do you think that God and Adam was doing? Can I tell you something? They were not having Adam and God was talking, but it was different. It was more God speaking to Adam and Adam listening to what God had to say. Because what could Adam say to God? Hallelujah. That's why I tell you people, that's why I'm telling everybody, my brothers and my sisters, when God is not talking to nobody, he's speaking. Hallelujah. He is speaking a word. Because when he speaks, everybody listens. There used to be a commercial says, when E.F. Hutton speak, everybody stops. Can you imagine today when God is speaking, everybody just stop and begin to hear what God is saying? And that's why I got to ask, we need to be in communion with God, because God wants to speak a word to your situation. This word that God wants to speak will shake your very presence. This word that God wants to speak to you will minister to your every need. This word that God wants to speak to you will change your future. This word that God wants to speak to you will move you to destiny. This word that God wants to speak to you will pull you up and set you free. This word that God wants to speak to you will cause healing to be in your body. This word that God wants to speak to you will cause everything in your life to become subject to his will. This is the season of recall. You know what recall is. Everybody I know, I'm sure, if you drive automobiles, and back in the days, what the automobile company would do is send you a letter. And the letter would tell you there is a dysfunction with one of the valves, or there's a dysfunction with something on the automobile or the machinery of the automobile. And I need you, and I'm offering you, listen to the preacher, and I'm offering you a chance to come in on this recall and get it fixed with no cost to you except time. I'm offering you to come in and fix this problem that we found was a malfunction, that we found was a dysfunction, that we found was not conducive, or it's not working now. It may have worked then, but somehow or another, the climate that you are in caused a dysfunction to happen. Oh my God. The climate that you're in. If I had time to preach the climate, we are operating. All of us need the word of God now, because the climate change. Oh, it's just not the weather. It's the climate is changing. See, we just think it's just a weather thing that's a little hotter than it used to be, a little colder than it used to be, a little more rain. No, when the climate is changing, that means there's something going on in the atmosphere. And if there's something going on in the atmosphere, that means there must be a climate change. But when you are in God, climate don't bother you. You change the climate. You set the temperature. Why? Because he is the orchestrator of your life, and he will not allow. Hallelujah. That's one thing I've learned reading this word. One thing I've learned as I get myself re-back involved, re-in love with the word of God. Hallelujah. I got to be truthful. That's one thing I've learned as I get myself back involved and I get myself caught up in the word of God again, that this word of God, God says, I am a resister. I am the resistance. Oh my God. See, some people wait to go to the doctor before something happens to them. But God is saying, I am about preventive. I am preventive. I make sure nothing happens to you. Why? That's the kind of God that I am. And even if it does happen to you, I'll still send rescue, recovery, and redemption. But God is saying, I need you to come. There is a recall. And the thing about the recall is that when you go to the automobile person, or wherever you go to the recall, they said, make sure you show the letter. Make sure you show the official document, your prayer. Your prayer is your official document. Make sure you see the official document that the manufacturer has sent to you. Make sure you present that to the necessary authorities. Because the necessary authorities, they're going to pull your vehicle in. And when they pull your vehicle in, they're going to tell you, give us a few minutes. This would usually cost this much. But because it's on us, I like God. I like him. I love him, but I like him too. Because, see, you can love things, but you don't got to like it the next day. See, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes you love things, but you don't like it the next day. You'll be like, oh, I love you every day, but I don't like you. Do you got kids? You have children? You love them every day, but that don't mean you like them all the time. It is what it is. And so the manufacturer says, show it to the necessary authorities. And when the necessary authorities get it, they're going to tell you, pull it in here. Park yourself for a while. And give me your keys. And give me your keys. Give me the thing that you turn to make it work. Give me the thing that you turn. Glory to God. You got to learn to turn the thing. God is saying, this is a recall. So give me the thing that you've been using to turn to make it work. Because every time you've turned it to make it work, something caused it to malfunction. Something caused it not to operate properly. Something caused you to lose power. Every time you've turned, but this time, give me the keys. I'm going to turn it. And I'm going to cause it to work rightly before you. The automobile companies know well what they would do is recognize the problem in the functionality and said the product that there must be is defective. And I want to replace what is malfunctioning, and we have plenty of it to replace. When God's replacing things in your life, there's plenty of it. He has more than enough. I've come to learn, and I'm learning even more as I get older, that there is an inexhaustible, the unexhaustible. No, it is an inexhaustible resource of heaven. And when you and I, that's why God wants heaven to touch your earth, because when heaven touched your earth, what a wonderful thing that God's been teaching us over the last 6-7 weeks. When he began to say, let heaven touch your earth. Why? Because in heaven, there is an inexhaustible resource of the things of God in your life. But you and I have to come into that agreement that let heaven touch our earth. And I don't know about you, my brother and my sisters. I'm at the point of my life now. I'm 53, 54. I know I'm around that age somewhere. Hallelujah. I'll look it up later. And my wife will remind me later. But I'm 53, 54, somewhere in that age bracket. And I know that I'm at the point of my life now where I just won't, hallelujah, the things of God to be made manifest in my life. And I'm giving him the keys of what I'm calling myself, what I've been doing by myself, because I need him to lead and guide and to direct me. Jesus came to replace what was malfunctioning. Jesus, he not only did come to replace what is malfunctioning, he is the great recall, my brothers and sisters. God, Jesus, the great recall. He has come to replace what you and I have in error. The Bible says, according to John, 1 John 3:8, Jesus said, for this purpose was the Son of Man made manifest, that he would, that he come into the world, that you and I, that he may destroy the works of Satan. The works of Satan. He's called, you know, the works of Satan. Satan just only comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But notice Jesus says, that was Satan come to do. But Jesus, I didn't come to kill you. I didn't come to steal from you. I didn't come to destroy for you. But what I've come to do is I've come to give you life. And then Jesus says, in me you live, and in me you move, and in me you have your being. Because the enemy wants to come and cause misfunction in your life. But Jesus says, I want to replace what is misfunctioning in your life. I want to replace, hallelujah, the dead things in your life. And this book of the law is the way to replace whatever the enemy is doing in your life. Because God says Satan knows that the word of God is strength. That's why Satan bombards you with the life problems that will turn you from the word. But the word has power and effectiveness. I need you to write that down in the chat. The word has power and effectiveness. Notice in the text, if you will, the text says, blessed is he that readeth. Well, when God began to talk to you about blessed, God bless you. When God began to talk to you about blessed is he that readeth, he's saying, because you, when you begin to read, your eyes will become mesmerized by what I'm saying to you. And your eyes will turn around and begin to make your mouth move. Because when I read, a good reader, hallelujah, doesn't just read all his brain. He began to say the words while he's reading. And why? Because when you begin to make the sound of what God is saying, you begin to create the same atmosphere he creates, the same atmosphere that he walks in, the same, hallelujah, the same atmosphere. And what is the atmosphere of God? The atmosphere of God is like this. What was up, now come. What was down, now comes up. What was up, now comes down. You begin to walk in the atmosphere of God. And all God is saying, I'm recalling you back to this atmosphere. I'm recalling you back to this communion. I'm recalling you back to this fellowship. I'm recalling you back to this prayer line. I'm recalling you back to your knees. I'm recalling you back to the things, to your very first love. Why? Because when you come back to me, this time, hallelujah, I'm going to do more than what you ever expected, because I need you to understand there's a great recall, not just in the service, but over the whole earth. God is saying there has been a malfunction, and because there has been a malfunction, we got to shut you down. And now I shut you down, but now the recall is in. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, the recall is in. The recall is in. Pastor, hallelujah. And God is saying, what I come to do to you today is let you know that now the recall is in, and there's more than enough to fix what's ailing you. There's more than enough to fix your malfunction. There's more than enough. But see, God wants to restore the truth to his people. How? Because there is no foundation without the word of God to be active, to bring you, to take you back, and to be active and for you to take back what the earth, what God commanded the earth to do. Don't you know, my brothers and my sisters, and I'm closing even right now, brothers and my sisters, that in the recall that God has provided, in the recall, for you and I to walk in the, for you and I to walk in his manifestations. What are you saying, preacher? When you and I find a way, tap your neighbor, find a way. You got to find a way to get back. You got to find a way to read again. You got to find a way to get involved again. You got to find a way to, you got to find a way to be, to tap into God. You got to find a way, find some way to tap into God in this season. Find some way for God to reach you. Find some way for you to commune with God. Find some way, because in the commune with God, in the reading with God, in the trust of God, in the hoping of God, in the believing with God, God's going to show you that I am the God that will never let you down. I am the God that wants to bring you back to wholeness. I am the God that wants to let the world know that in you I live, and in you I move, and in you you have my being. What are you saying, Pastor? Because when I live in God, that means I'm stated in him. Living is just a stating quarter. In other words, I'm living differently than I used to live. What do you mean, preacher? The things that I used to do, I don't do no more. And not only I do not do no more, things I didn't have, now I have now. Because the Bible says, the Bible lets me know that I am the head and not the tail. I am the first and not the last. Now when I was living outside myself, I wasn't the head. I wasn't the tail. I wasn't the head. I was the tail. But now that I'm in God, now that I'm living in God, no longer am I the tail. There has been a switch of position. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, when there's a recall, there will be a switch of position. And when there's a switch wealth position, God's going to let you know that what was not right for you now is going to be right for you. What was then wrong for you is now going to be erased. And what you was not walking in now, you're going to walk in. Why? Because the righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. There is a recall. And because there is a recall, God is just saying, I need you to find your way back to me. And when you find your way back to me, you'll find out, the Bible says, oh, taste and see that God is good. There's a recall to come back to good, because I read in the Bible the other day that God says, oh, surely goodness and mercy shall follow thee all the days of my life. And all God is saying, that goodness wants to wrestle you down. Goodness wants to pin you down. And goodness wants to show you that I am the Lord God Almighty, and nothing can beat me. That's why my wife and I used to watch wrestling back in the days. And she had her famous wrestler, and they would throw you against the turnbuckle, and they would come out, and Hulk Hogan would put the boot on you, and he'd lay on you, and then he'd start saying, have you said the prayer? And he took your vitamins. I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, that this is, I believe, goodness is saying the same thing to you. Have you had your prayer, and have you had your spiritual vitamin? Because all goodness is saying is that now that you're in the ring of, now you're in the ring of life, now that you're in the ring of life, I want to wrestle you down. Not only do I want to wrestle you down, I'm not wrestling you down just for you to get back up. What I'm doing to you is I'm pinning you, because I want to be champion in your life. And I believe God is saying, I want to be champion in your life. There is a recall, and the recall is to let God arise and his enemies be scattered. There is a recall, and God is saying that I need you to come back to me. There is a recall, and the recall is saying, find a way to get get back to me, there's a recall. And all God is saying that I need you to come into this fellowship. This fellowship of sweet divine. This fellowship of more. This fellowship of when God's going to do it and you're not going to even expect it. Tell your neighbor that I'm going back to my recall. Because when I get my recall, things are going to run much better. When I get my recall, it's going to cost me much less. And can I tell you something? When there is spiritual renewal, there will be economic revitalization. You want to tell your neighbor, neighbor, in this recall, there will be economic revitalization. There will be a turnaround like never before. And you've heard preachers, and you've heard prophets, and you've heard teachers tell you that there's coming a turnaround. And I'm telling you, there is a recall of things that was wrong. There is a recall. And all God is saying, I need you to come back in the pocket. That's why I love our drummer. Our drummer stays in the pocket. He understands he can go out and do his own thing. But when he stays in the pocket, something works. And all God is saying, there's a recall for you to get back in your rightful place. There's a recall for you to get back to your rightful place. There's a recall for you to get back to your rightful place. There's a recall for you to get back to your rightful place. This is the month. This is the time of the recall. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, one last time. Hallelujah. There's a recall. It's getting fixed. Yes, it is. And it's not gonna cost me a dime. It's getting fixed. And it's not gonna cost me any money. It's getting fixed. And God is telling me the recall is in. Tell your neighbor one more time. The recall is in. I'm going with my paper. I'm going to tell the people, fix me. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me, Lord, till I want no more. Fill my cup till I want no more. Run it over like never before. You can do it. I know you can. You can do it. I know you will. You can do it. I know you must. You can do it. I know you shall. You can do it. Yes, you can. The recall is in. Snap your neighbor, high five, and tell your neighbor, the recall is in. The recall, the recall. The recall, the recall, the recall. The recall, the recall, the recall, the recall, the recall. The recall, the recall, the recall, the recall. Don't miss. See, and the thing that I like about the recall is that if you don't get it in the right time, it's your fault. My brothers and my sisters, can I tell you something? The recall has an expiration date. And if you don't get back in the right time, you will miss out on the free thing that's for you. If you don't get there in the right time, you will miss out on what God has for you. Tell your neighbor, book an appointment. Call it in. The recall is here. Clap your neighbor one more time and tell your neighbor the recall, the recall, the recall. Tell your neighbor, grab him by the hand, shake him and rock him and shake him, and tell your neighbor the recall, the recall, the recall. The recall is in. The recall is in. If you got life problems, there's a recall. If you're sick, there's a recall. If you're broke, there's a recall. You need a deeper prayer life, there's a recall. Recall. Read my way through. Recall. I need thinking, there's a recall. If I need wonders, there's a recall. If you need a miracle, There's a recall. Recall. Recall is in. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor for the very last time. There's a recall, and the recall has my name on it. That's what I like. It got my name on it. What God has for me, it is for me. Got my name on it. Hallelujah. You got one. I got one. All of God's children, we got a recall. And when I get to the dealer, I'm telling the dealer, take me, do what you want, open me up, find what you need to find. And if you find anything that should not be, take it out, and strengthen me. Yes, sir, I want to be whole. I want to be right. There's a recall for the very last time. Slap your neighbor, run down the road, and just say recall, 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 recall. Recall, recall, recall. Recall, 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 recall. He didn't leave me out here. He didn't leave me. He didn't leave me. Glory to God. He didn't leave me out here for myself. There's a recall. 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 Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. There's a recall. There's a recall. There's a recall. And I'm glad he did not leave me by myself. There's a recall because God wants to restore truth to his people. There is a foundation of God's word that wants to be active in our lives to bring us to where the earth produces for us. Because you're blessed. I'm going to say this to you and I got to go. In the recall, when you take it back, it's just a small part. It's never a major part. It's always something small. Because the Bible says, it's not the little foxes that spoil the vine. It is the big foxes that spoil the vine. And so what God is saying in this recall, in this narrative that the pastor preached to you today, that God needs you to come back. The song says, and yes, I'm running back to you. I see you standing there for me. Your arms are open wide. And what God is saying is that he needs you to come back. And yes, I'm running back to you. I see you standing there for me. Your arms are open wide. When I know I am no good, and I'm on my own. And some of us haven't been on our own for so long. But God said, I don't need you to be on your own no more. I don't need you to be rogue. I don't need you to be by yourself. I need you to come upon this authority. Come upon this authority and let God move for you. Come upon this authority and let God work for you. Come upon this authority and let God visit you. I believe God so badly wants to visit you. I believe he wants to visit you so bad that there wants to be such a visitation. I know it. Because I believe we're going to be in service and the Holy Spirit going to just come and we're not going to be able to say anything. I believe we're going to be laying on the ground and God's moving by his power. I believe that with everything I have. I believe that Shekinah glory is going to reach such a mass compulsion that it's going to bust all over us. And you and I would not be the same. I've been in services and when I talk like this, God's getting ready to have a recall. I'm telling you, there's going to be a recall. And this means Shekinah glory is going to fall in the building. And when Shekinah glory falls in the building, we may be on tape. And you may see it and you may hear it. But nobody's going to be able to do anything. Because the weight of the glory of his recall. I believe that with everything I have in me. I believe me, my brothers and sisters. I believe that one that's even watching online right now who's struggling in their body. Going to be a recall where God tells your body to align with the word and the word align with the spirit and function in God's original purpose and protocol. I believe that some of your money, I'm telling you that your monies, what pastor's saying, I'm talking to your monies. God wants to break the curse. It's not a curse on you. It's a curse on the things around you. It's not a curse on you, because he said when he made man, he said, it is good. What happened is, he said, I'll curse the ground around you. Because God would not even curse what he had made, what he had blessed. He says, I'll curse the ground around you. So what's going on is that the ground around you has to be blessed now by you. But your life has to be a life where you can say, ground, give to me what God has promised me. For Jesus said, glory to God. I love his word. I love him. You are about to have such a recall in your life. You're about to have such a recall in your life. And it's not many more days from hence. There's going to be such a sweet communion. A sweet communion for you. But you got to run back to God. You have to run back to God. We have come a long way since the shutdown. And they said an imminent one looks to be looming. That's what they say. But I say, I'm reading God's word. And God's word says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. And there's a story in the Bible that God asked, Abraham asked God, he said, God, if there be 50, would you spare the city? And then Abraham said, wait a minute, I know them people. So Lord, if there be 40, would you spare the city? And notice God's answer. Yes, I would. He said, if there be 30, I still would. If there be 20, I still would. He said, if there be 10, God said, I still would. He said, if there be one, I would spare the city. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. There will be a recall. I'm telling you, I'm encouraged. My brothers and sisters, even though I see what I'm seeing, I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing, I'm encouraged. That means we're just a candidate for victory. If you're going through things in your life right now, it simply means you are a candidate for victory. And can I tell you what I hear? I hear the Lord want me to tell every one of you, even including me, that victory is in your corner. And that victory said, tag me in. Tag me in. And I'm going to decide. I told you, I don't know why we're doing this wrestling thing. Maybe because the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Tag me in. I believe he said, tag me in. And I'm tagging victory in. And I'm going to sit outside the ring and watch God move and watch God work. I'm going to sit outside the ring and watch God move and watch God work. It's working for you. God is clearing out some things in your life. The dark places, the overran places, the things that are of no use. Clean them out. For there's a recall. In other words, there's something new about to replace what was old. And I love God. If this message has encouraged you in any way, shape, or form, we're getting ready to give our tithe and our offering. And I'm telling you, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity to give. Because when you give, you say, I believe you. When you give, you say, I trust you. When you give beyond what you have, you say, God, I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I'm giving to your word. And when you give to the word, he said, and I quote, you shall get it pressed down, shake it together, running over. Shall a change agent give it to your bosom? What's in your bosom? Your heart. Your heart carries what? Your desires. God's going to make some. Matter of fact, I believe God is sending somebody even right now to change your life. I believe God is sending somebody right now to change your life. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. So get your offering together. There's our Cash App. There's our text to give. Get together. Get your offering out. Come on, repeat after me. I give this seed to break the cycles. I give this seed as my way of coming up. I give this seed for influence. I give this seed for finances. I give this seed for the faithful things that you're going to do in my life. And I count it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, give your seed. First lady's going to come and greet you. The recall is in.